All right, so today's message though, let's see if this clicker's working. Awesome. Yep. All right, it's called, if you saw the title on your focus, it's called Choosing Important Over Urgent. And if you were here last week, Colin was doing a message on prayer, and he briefly mentioned this trouble that many of us have when it comes to facing our prayer lives. And it's the problem that we often know that prayer is important. We would all agree that praying in the Christian life is important, but sadly, as Colin mentioned, it tends to be one of the first things that we often forget when something urgent comes along in our life. And the thing with something urgent coming along, as Colin also mentioned, is we might do that urgent thing knowing that prayer is important, but before that urgent thing is done, something more urgent has come along. And then that means we don't really get around to our time of prayer. And as Colin was mentioning that, I was thinking about it, and then this week I was like, really, that isn't just applicable. That isn't just applicable to our prayer lives only. I think it really is applicable to all areas of our Christian walk. And so I just wanted to ask the question just to start off today is, who wishes they had more time to do something that was really important in your life? Anyone? You wish you had more time? Maybe it's you wish you had more time to go fishing, or you wish you had more time to travel the world, or to read more books, or to get into shape, or to pray more, or maybe you wish you had more time to spend with your kids. We all wish that we had more time to do the important things in life. But as we all know, we need to pay the bills, we need to do the dishes, we need to weed the garden, cook dinner, clean the house, finish that project for work, and that new season of Netflix is out. So it's no reason why when people ask us, how are you, that often the most common response we give people is, I'm busy. And I've even done it a number of times this morning already. I was busy. I had a busy week. And many of us just admitted here that we all wish that we had more time to do something important in our life. And that's a problem, because the truth is we only have time for what we actually choose to have time for in our lives. And there's a great quote that I found that actually gives us an interesting perspective from Satan's eyes. It says, if Satan can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And so we need to stop saying, I don't have enough time, because every person you look at next to you has the same amount of time as you do. But it's what we are choosing to do with the time we have. Are we choosing to do the important things, or are we choosing the urgent things? Here's some examples that might help us understand. Getting your car repaired. It's pretty urgent. If the engine isn't working, you need to get your car repaired. Doing a general service, though, so it doesn't need to be repaired, is actually important. I've learned that the hard way. When you get sick, you get help from the doctor. If it's urgent, you might need to go and get help. But if you are consistently taking care of yourself, eating healthy, exercising, you won't get sick as often. Not selling any miracle medicine here. Generally, you won't get sick as often. And so it's important to look after our health. When we choose to do the important things, it means that we actually won't have to deal with as many urgent things in our lives. But as Colin also alluded to last week, is that the other way around, it's not the case. There's urgent after urgent after urgent, and there will always be another urgent thing to do. And so this morning, I want to help us understand that we need to choose important over urgent. And as we've already heard, we're going to be looking at the story that the author Luke wrote about two sisters, Mary, who saw what was important, and Martha, who in this story pursued what she saw as urgent. And so in verses 38 to 39 again, it says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. All right, hands up if you're a Martha. We've already heard a little bit about what she does this morning. Someone important is coming over to your house. Everything has got to be spick and span, hands on deck. Get everything out. Stuff it in the closet. Stuff it under the bed. Wherever it might go, all that matters is the house looks beautiful. And that's just for an important person. Now imagine if it was Jesus. What else would you do? You'd put the special worship music on, make sure you have the fine china out. You want Jesus to see you at your best. But is your best and what Jesus sees, is that most important? Well, we see and saw already in verse 40, but Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. And so she came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her, come and help me. And so we see in Martha something that we see probably in many of us and probably especially in our kids, as I see it in mine. Martha is urgently doing all these preparations for Jesus, but not seeing that it was simply a distraction that had taken precedent over something important in her life. But then this distraction leads Martha to that classic sibling relationship. Mum, Raina isn't helping clean up. Dad, Alora didn't eat all her food. Jesus, Mary left me to do all the preparations by myself. Martha was distracted by the preparations that in her mind had to be made. And maybe that was a cultural thing at the time. But what if, like Martha, today you're distracted? What if you've been faithfully, like Martha was, pursuing what she saw as urgent and totally missing the important in your life? What is the most important thing, maybe, that you've been distracted from pursuing? Maybe it's time with God, or maybe it is time with your kids or with your spouse, your extended family, or maybe it's actually about getting back in shape for your health, or maybe it's getting rid of an addiction in your life, or maybe it's just getting along to church on a regular basis. What is the most important thing you've been distracted from pursuing? And we continue on in verses 41 and 42. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it and it will not be taken away from her. Martha had surrendered to the urgent, yet Mary had chosen the important. And we too today have a choice to make. And if we're not careful, our decisions that we will make will mean that the urgent things in our life start to consume what is important. We only have time for what we choose to have time for. Like Mary, we need to learn to choose the important over the urgent. But how do we do that? I want to look at three things that I think will help us do this in our lives today that we learn from this story. And the first one is getting our priorities right. In Psalm 1:1, it actually says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockers. We can see a number of verses like these in the Bible and we read them and we think, oh, awesome. All I have to do is just have good priorities. simply means don't do bad things. Don't hang around with the wrong people. But is that all getting our priorities right is? Well, even just a few parables earlier in Luke from our passage today, and in chapter 9, and the story of Mary and Martha, we can see that it's just not about being a good person isn't enough to get our priorities right. Because the truth is, there's many good things in our lives that can take priority over things that they shouldn't. Things like comfort. I mean, who doesn't love to sleep in on a Sunday morning when it's freezing cold outside, especially here? I mean, the winter was terrible last year. Or who doesn't like driving in a nice car? Or staying at a fancy hotel, wearing expensive clothes, eating delicious food? Or maybe it's health, working out at the gym, strict dietary routines, taking powder, tablet supplements. Or maybe it's leisure. Who doesn't love camping, sports, video games, TV, holidays? All of these things are actually good things. None of them are bad in and of themselves. But it's when these things start to consume all that we are working towards in our lives, they start to take priority over God. That's when we have a problem. And back in the Old Testament, in Exodus, it says this, and this is the problem. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourselves any idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. Getting our priorities right means that God comes first before anything and everything else. And we see that in Mary. She knew that she didn't have a lot of time with Jesus. And so she prioritized spending the most time with him that she could. Martha, on the other hand, had placed the comfort of her guests as a higher priority than being present with Jesus. When we get our priorities right, it will make it easier for us to choose what is important. But the second thing is living a balanced life. In Proverbs 30, verses 7 to 9, it says, "O God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, let me never tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' But if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name." Probably one of the biggest struggles I think we will end up having in the Christian life, and I know from my own experience as well, is living that balanced life. Robertson McQuillan said this, and it's actually a quote from when I was at Bible college that I'll never forget, and it goes like this. "It seems easier to go to a consistent extreme than to stay at the center of biblical tension." And Robertson's quote here, it's actually referring more directly towards our stances on different doctrines that we hold to. But I believe that it applies just as well, really, to every aspect of the Christian life. When you think about the things that we're called to do as a Christian, studying the Bible, praying, serving, giving, worshipping, devotionals, attending church. We would agree that these things and many others are important to a spiritually healthy Christian life. But we need to make sure that we have a balance in these in our lives. You know, it's no good, as Colin already mentioned as well, if we're all about serving, just doing, 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 but we never even open our Bibles to see how or what we should be doing. Or if we're all about giving, I just give and give and give, but you're never willing to receive. Or if we're all about knowledge, we study, 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 but we never actually apply it to our lives. In the story of Mary and Martha, so often Martha is actually portrayed as the sister who's done wrong. But the point of this story isn't actually to say Martha is wrong and Mary is right. Rather, as Colin has shared this morning in the children's talk, it is to remind us that followers of Jesus are to be living a balanced life. Mary was all about sitting and being and learning in Jesus' presence. Martha was all about serving. These things aren't bad, but they need to be in balance in our lives. And when we have our priorities in order, firstly, it will help us to choose what is important over urgent. But then when we start to live a balanced life, it will help us choose as well what is important over the urgent. And the third thing we have is to do first what matters most. No more of this, if I have time, I will do this, or one day I'll do that, or I wish I had time for this. Because we need to do first what matters most. And from the passage, it's spelled out clearly in the last verse, in verse 42. Jesus says, there is only one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Time with Jesus matters. Mary chose it. She chose to sit at Jesus' feet over anything else that she could have been doing culturally, or what was expected of her. She chose to sit at Jesus' feet, and she chose what was better. And I'm up here this morning, and I'm preaching this to myself as much as I preach to you, because it's in our nature to be distracted by illusions that we have. The more we have, the more we are doing, actually the better off we are. Even in church, I've gone through it numbers of times. But every new distraction that we add to our life means less time that we have for what matters most. I love Jesus with all my heart, and I know many of you here this morning do too. And I believe that we genuinely want to make an impact for Him in our homes, in our workplaces, in our church here. But we so easily get caught in a rut. We wake up in the morning, there's so much to do. There's no time for a devotion. There's no time for prayer. There's no time for Jesus. Why? Because we live our lives and they're so busy. Busy with things that we think are urgent. Now, I'm not saying this to make you feel guilty, but I am saying this on the hopes that we would see that the change that needs to happen in our life every day, the change of choosing to spend time with Jesus, is most important. And if you want help with choosing what is most important, we need to start our day with the person who is most important, with Jesus. Whether that's something as simple as a short devotion, a prayer time, or whether that's reading a chapter of the Bible, whether that's just spending time worshiping God. When we spend time with Jesus each morning, it will become easier for us to choose what is important over the urgent, because we are already doing first what matters most. Take a look at your own life. What matters most to you at the moment? What is most important in your life right now? Because those things are what you would choose to do first. Maybe it's family time, staying healthy, having a clean house, making sure you get to have date night. When these things are most important and have been put in place, we'll find that instead of reacting to all these urgent things, things that we deem as important or urgent, we'll be able to actually say, sorry, I actually have something more important. I have to spend time with my family, or I have to look after my health. My marriage is important. Deepening my relationship with Jesus is important. Because remember, we only have time for what we choose to have time for. So choose to have time for Jesus every morning. I don't know about you, but one thing I've noticed over my years of walking with Jesus is that when life starts to get busy with things that are urgent, it can be easy for me to start forgetting what's important. Important things like devotions, quiet times, and prayer easily get pushed to the side. But when I start to forget these important things, funnily enough, everything else I'm trying to do that day or trying to achieve just becomes more difficult by doing them in my own strength. And I hear this a lot as well. When people come and talk to you and they're having a trouble in their life or something's not working in their marriage, and eventually you get to the bottom of it that they're not maybe going to church, they're not reading their word together, not praying together. Because when we forget what's important, it can be easy for our life to seem like it's going out of control. But I know also that we won't always get this right. So when we start our day, we start at what matters most, spending time with Jesus, devotion, Bible reading, and prayer. It will become easier to distinguish the distractions in our life so that we can choose the important. Martha, in this story, was distracted by what she thought was urgent. Mary chose the important, and Jesus said that what she had discovered would not be taken away from her. When we choose to do the important things, it means that we won't have to deal with as many urgent things, but it doesn't go the other way. So let's make sure we're choosing important over the urgent. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this story. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that there are many good things that we have in our lives. But if these good things take precedent over you, they're no longer good, Lord. So I pray that you would help each one of us here, Lord, to just reconsider our priorities. Where are you in our priorities? And Lord, as we get our priorities right, I pray for a balance, that you would help all of us, especially myself, Lord. It can be so easy to just get caught up in doing and serving and just forgetting to be in your presence. And so, Lord, I just pray as I continue to do what matters first in the mornings, that you would continue to help me to choose the important. Amen.